You, sir, are in big, big trouble, because I'm lying here in this hotel room with this huge wet spot in the middle of the bed, and my juice is coating my fingers, and I'm still not satisfied. Oh, I came. That little video you sent me got me so worked up, and that I wasn't content after my first orgasm, or after the second. These little fingers are no match for that thick, gorgeous cock of yours, and you know that. That's why you sent that video, those 15 short seconds of you sprawled out on the couch, completely naked, slowly teasing your rock-hard dick, sliding your hand up and down its length, with that sly, evil little smile spreading across your face. You know what that smile does to me. How my nipples tingle and I go wild for your touch. How, when you smile that smile, I want nothing more than to feel that cock plunge deep into my wet, throbbing cunt. And you know I didn't bring any toys. I mean, if airport security had to go through my bag, what would I say? Especially in front of my coworkers. No, that wasn't an option. And you knew that. The funny thing is, I don't recall giving you permission to touch yourself while I was away. And you were so bold not to only to touch yourself, but send me a video of the evidence. We'll have to do something about that. Yes, you are in need of some heart discipline, and you have your hat laughs now, because when I get home, oh, you're going to get it. I'm going to tie you down to the bed with your hands above your head, because in light of your latest antics, I don't feel like you deserve to fondle my breasts, to caress my thighs, to stroke the lips of my pussy. Come to think of it, I don't even feel like you deserve to even look at me and see the rapture I would be in as I use your body. So yes, you will be blindfolded too. I think I'll start by placing sweet little kisses along your strong jawline, up your ear and down your neck. Oh, then I'll be at your collarbone, won't I? Your collarbone is fairly sensitive, isn't it? Yes. I think I'll be spending a bit more time there. But I know of a place that's even more sensitive, and your hands are a bit tied up, so you won't be able to push me away. So I'll run my tongue so deliciously slow, just around the very edge of your left areola, while I tease your right one with my fingers. You'll writhe and moan, knowing how close I am to that tender spot of yours. I'll flick that left nipple with my tongue a few times before to give your poor cock some much-needed attention. It's so hard. I know you're in bliss whenever I suck on your nipples while I stroke your cock. But how cruel were you sending me that video? No, why should I show you any kindness? You need to show me how terribly, terribly sorry you were for your little discretion. You can't use your hands, but that mouth of yours is still free. That's when I slide my panties off, which will be soaking wet at that point, and lower myself onto your face. That is how you will show your contrition, by running your tongue along my slit, circling my clit, using your lips to pull my delicious cunt into your mouth. Yes, I think I'll stay here for a while, grinding onto that face of yours. But God, do I love that cock. It'll still be rock hard. It's a shame to let it go to waste, and that when I'll fuck myself with your cock, my pussy, my soaking wet thanks to your work, will slide up and down that neglected cock, and it will feel so good. And feeling you fill me up, pressing all the right spots inside, hearing you shattered breathing. Oh God, that's gonna push me right over the edge. Just gonna ride you until I come. Oh God, yeah. Oh, you wanna be so deep inside that pussy, don't you? Oh, it's so wet. This is so close. Feel the ripples of my orgasm on that magnificent cock of yours, and that's when I'll pull myself right off of you. Oh no, sweetie, you won't come. Not yet, because this is just the start of your punishment. Remember, I'm here in this hotel room with a huge soaking wet spot in the middle of this bed. And still unsatisfied. All thanks to you, you horrible, naughty man. No, you're not. You won't be getting off that easily. No pun intended. Luckily for me, I get an early Saturday morning. So that's 2 full days of using you for my complete pleasure. And that's 2 days for you to beg for your mistress's forgiveness. And if I like your apology, maybe I'll let you come Sunday night. See you Saturday.